Senator Bernie Sanders will visit Pittsburgh this weekend. He'll speak at the American Federation of Teachers Convention and campaign with Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins spoke with Sanders and started by asking how the Supreme Court's Janus decision, which weakens public sector unions, will affect his message at the convention.
The attack by the Supreme Court on public sector unions is a huge issue, and it's something that I am deeply concerned about. It's consistent with what the Supreme Court has been doing on a number of issues, which, by the way, is why I'm opposed to the Kavanaugh nomination. The bottom line is that the trade union movement in this country has been responsible for decent wages and decent working conditions for millions of Americans, including public employees, municipal workers, and teachers. And we've got to fight as hard as we can to defend the trade union movement in this country.
So, speaking of Kavanaugh, you have said that people must do everything possible to stop the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. But with the math in the Senate as it is, what is possible here?
Well, here's what you got. I think you got the American people on one side in terms of what they want to see, and you got the Trump administration and the Supreme Court on the other side. So if you take an issue, for example, like Roe v. Wade, well, you got about 70% of the American people thinking that Roe v. Wade should be maintained. And yet you have a president who is very clear, and he said during the campaign, in so many words, that he will appoint only people to the Supreme Court who will overturn Roe v. Wade. So our job politically is to go out around the country and say to the American people, do you think that Roe v. Wade should be overturned, that it should be the government and not a woman who makes the fundamental decisions regarding control over her own body? And I think if we make that case effectively, if we organize effectively, we can turn around some Republican senators. Look, the math is against us. You got 51 Republicans, you got 49 people in the Democratic caucus. We are going to need two Republicans. It is going to be a hard fight. I think it is possible if we do our job well. And the issue is not just Roe v. Wade and women's health. The issue has to do with health care. It has to do with pre-existing conditions. And I want somebody there, and I think the American people in overwhelming numbers want to retain the right of people to be able to get health care regardless of the kind of illnesses they have.
After this weekend, you will have campaigned for John Fetterman twice, but Lieutenant Governor isn't a position that most people pay attention to. So why is this candidate important to you, and what do you hope he would accomplish as Lieutenant Governor?
That's a very good question, and you're right. I don't usually go around the country campaigning for Lieutenant Governor candidates. But I think John understands that the position of Lieutenant Governor can be used as an organizing tool in the sense of bringing more people into the political process. One of the things that concerns me most about the future of American democracy is that we have one of the lowest voter turnout rates of any major country on earth. A lot of people are giving up on the political process. They don't think that their vote matters. And I think John is the kind of candidate that can turn that around, that can make people aware that he is listening, that they have the power to bring about change.
So Pittsburgh has elected two DSA-backed candidates to the state legislature. I'm curious what advice you would give them about pursuing their goals once they get to Harrisburg.
I followed this a little bit, the campaigns that both Summer and Sarah ran. And what really blew me away was their ability to involve hundreds and hundreds of volunteers into their campaigns and knocking on doors. And I think what they have got to do is go to Harrisburg and stand up and fight. And sometimes you're not going to win right away. But the ground is shifting all across this country. Let me tell you something. It's not just Pennsylvania where we're seeing progressives being elected. We just saw it a few weeks ago in Maryland. We have seen that in Chicago several months before that. So I'm quite confident that they're going to more than hold their own in the legislature.
That's Senator Bernie Sanders speaking with 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins.